Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, Lili Nishmas, Adol Bas Yehuda Tzvi. And this evening, we have concluded Ashrei. We begin the section of the Halalukas, the five Prakam of Tehillim, the five Kapitlach that begin Halaluka, that follow, which represent the final closing five chapters of Tehillim, from Kuf Mem Vav through Kuf Nun, 146 through 150. Why is so central to Psukei de Zimra? As we're anticipating, we're getting ready, as we're preparing ourselves to make that commitment represented by Shema, and then ultimately to rise, to stand in the presence of Hashem, and to have a conversation, to feel a rendezvous, to feel connected and close, to pour out our heart to Hashem. Why does it have to be preceded by these five Prakim of Tehillim? What is it about these five Psalms in particular that make them central to Psukei de Zimra and almost as an introduction? The Gemara in Shabbos and the Avkuf Yurches tells us in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Yachalki Migomrei Hal B'Choyom, a longing and hope. May I be counted among those who finish Halal every day. What does it mean to finish Halal every day? The Halal in the back of our Siddur? It's inappropriate to say Halal every day. If you do, you dilute the value, the significance of Halal. It's reserved, it's dedicated for special occasions. So what does it mean, a longing and a hope to finish Halal every day? The Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in the seventh chapter, explains that not only does it mean Psukei de Zimra, Megomrei Halal means every day. May I best position myself to have a meaningful conversation with Hashem by getting to know Hashem. How do I get to know Hashem? Psukei de Zimra. I see Hashem's guiding hand, His providential hand, through nature, the natural order, and through history. And therefore, each day I awaken and I renew my courtship with Hashem. I get to know Him, I date Him, I fall in love with Him again, so that with Shema and its brachos, I'm ready to make that commitment. And with the Amida, I'm ready to experience Yichud. I'm ready to have an intimate rendezvous with Hashem. So the Rambam says, not only does it mean Yachalkim Migomrei Halal B'Choyom, let me be among those who finish Psukei de Zimra, it means Gomrei Tehillim, among those who are Gomer, who finish the Prakim of Tehillim, which is represented by these final five chapters. Rashi sees it differently. And Rashi says, Migomrei Halal B'Choyom means not all five, but two specifically. Namely, Hallelu Es Hashem in Hashemayim, and Hallelu Kel B'Kadsho. These two, in fact, not to suggest they're more important, they're superior in any way, but they're more elevated. That's why if a person doesn't have time to say all five of the Hallelukas in the morning, these two are the most important, these are the two that should be said, and the others should be skipped. Rav Schwab suggests that's what Rav Yossi meant. When he said, Yichelke Megomrei Halal B'Choyom, may I go to a minyan, and may I have a chazan who paces that minyan in such a way that I'm able to actually say all of the Hallelukas, that I can actually finish Psukei de Zimra. Yichelki, may I be in a shul, may be part of a minyan, may I be led by a chazan, may I myself have the drive and the will and the interest and the presence and the mindfulness to be Gomer Halal B'Choyom, to actually say these Hallelukas, to conclude Sefer Tehillim each and every day. What makes these two more elevated? Why are they more significant? We'll get to when we get to them. Rav Pinkus in his Sefer Nefesh Shimshon on the Siddur explains that these five prokim, heim bnuyim kesulam elamata lamala, they're like a ladder that goes from the bottom and we climb higher through the Hallelukas. We said Ashrei and we just spent, I think, 23 6-minute, and that's generous saying they were 6 minutes, but 23 sessions about Ashrei. And then from Ashrei, we climb the ladder of the Hallelukas until we're in a place that we're ready to say Borchu, until we're ready to say Shema, to Mekabel Omachu Shemaim Ol Mitzvos, until we're ready to stand up in front of Hashem and to experience an Amida with Him. How are we climbing this ladder? So let me give you an introduction to the five. We're going to delve into the Psukim, and I'm very excited to share it with you because I have to admit, I'm not an old man, but arguably I'm not a young man. I've been saying these Prakim for some time now, and I never fully understood fully. I never began to understand these Psukim. The Psukim of the Hallelukas are complicated. They're not simple Hebrew. They're written as David HaMelech's poetry. Unless you really take a moment to think about and to look into and to hear the different interpretations, then we're just mumbling Hallelukas. We're just trying to get through Psukei de Zimra to be able to get on with davening. It's so enriching, it's so elevating to understand what they mean. But just by way of introduction of the five, and this is Rav Pinkus's insight, he says the first, Halleluka, Hallelu Nafshi Es Hashem, begins with the Shavach to Hashem of Ha'olam Shalanu. This is our world. And we'll go through, obviously, first this parak to see it's talking about the things that maybe we take for granted in our world. Pokeach Ivrim, Zokeif Yavim, Matir Asurim, the Yimloch Hashem Liolam. Hashem, I don't take any of it for granted. I could stand upright. You give me functionality. You give me my faculties. And you give me capacity. It's appreciating Hashem and seeing Him through the things we take for granted in this world. The second haluka, we're climbing the ladder, Kitov Zamra Lokenu, is seeing a little bit higher, Nishma Sa'olam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the neshama of the world. We're not just in a physical world with external physical manifestations of the world, my faculties, but the neshama, the life source of that world. The world is inspired, informed, animated by godliness. That the Ribono Shalom is present, Dira B'tachtonim, He's part of this world, He's in this world. And that's represented the psukim we talk about. Haluka Kitov, Bonei Yerushalayim, Nidche Yisrael Yichanes, and so on and so forth. We're seeing Hashem in this world. Climbing the third rung of the ladder, climbing up that ladder, is Haluas Hashem Min HaShemayim, which represents the notion of seeing Hashem in the heavens. First we spoke about the externals, the physical trappings of this world, seeing, then we talked about Hashem as the neshama of this world, and the third rung is climbing up to the Shemayim, Haluas Hashem Min HaShemayim. Now we're climbing even higher. The fourth rung is Shiru LaShem Shir Chadash. What's a Shir Chadash? We say it in the Haggadah, the bracha of Shir Chadash, Shir Chadasha. What is it a reference to? Olam Haba. We're climbing even higher from the physical world, Tashem in this world, Tashem in Shemayim, and the fourth rung is the notion of the Olam Haba. And then we get to Halukel B'Kodsho. Then we're even higher than Olam Haba. We're describing Hashem as the neshama of everything. That all there is Hashem. So we're starting on the ground floor. We're starting on the lowest rung, and we're seeing that Hashem is in the things that I take for granted. It's like a review of Birchos HaShachar all over again. My faculties, the things that I live with, the physical world around me, its pleasures, its opportunities, that's not just something I should take for granted. It's not a given, it's nothing I'm entitled to, it's from Hashem, that's the ground floor. And then these five prakim represent climbing the rungs of the ladder to get higher and higher and higher. And we'll start Mirtz Hashem tomorrow night with the first rung of the ladder, that opening paragraph, Haluka Hali Nafshi Es Hashem. Just to give you a hint, who are we talking to? It's an amazing thing. David HaMelech says we're talking to our neshama. We're instructing our neshama. Halali nafshi es Hashem. I have a guf, I have a body, but I come into shul and I'm saying to my soul, wake up. I'm having a conversation with my soul. How many of us have conversations with our own soul? That's how we begin. We'll continue with this tomorrow night.